Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
You know, this is really difficult for me to watch you laying in bed where it almost looks like you're naked. I just want to reach through there, okay?
I know. We'll have to do a recording. And, I don't know. If I ever say my dick is hard, you would just be like, show me. and we'll just go full porno recording. Okay, let's see. And so I'll just kind of start it in here. And okay, so Janet, this is our third recording, and we started out with a story when things didn't go well, and we told stories about things when things do go well. But you know, things go well the majority of the time. I think it's only fitting we just continue with another good story. And I've got one if you're ready.
Alrighty, let's go.
So, you know, and so I'll start in with pro tip number one. Be as just open-minded as you can be, and just be about the moment. And this will apply a little bit if it's just a couple on a date with a couple, but it mostly applies if you're at a lifestyle party. And so this story takes place at a house party. It was one of our favorite house parties. And this party in particular was a just be in the moment or you're going to miss it. And so we would get to this house party and we would kind of hang out in the kitchen and my wife and I, and like a couple of loosely committed predators, you know, we're just hanging out in the kitchen, just kind of sizing everybody up as they come in. And it was just, sometimes you'd recognize them and sometimes it'd be, oh, there's a new face. Check that out. And in one night walked I'll assume she was Russian, but we'll just say from that region, had that accent that would tell you she's from that region, heavy accent.
Slavic. That's a Slavic chick.
Right. Okay. So Slavic. She was Slavic, and that almost rhymes with what she was doing later. But anyway, but she is dressed in this full dominatrix getup, and I was just like, well, I mean, and she looked good, and I was just like, well, man, I'd hit that, but I don't think that's what she's here for. I think she's here to do the hitting. And so social time keeps rolling, things start to progress to the playroom, and we're in there and look over, and yep, it's the Russian dominatrix, and sure enough, she's beating somebody's ass like a dominatrix like you would expect to see. But at some point, somehow the scene changed, And I'm not sure how we were just kind of floating around this playroom. And, you know, thinking about my wife, she likes to be a little dominate, a little dumb with other women. But
yeah, I know this about her. D has dominated me.
And you know, and when she does it, the women usually like it. And you could tell they're kind of being open-minded to it. And it works. So this particular time, I had had a little bit to drink, so I don't recall this entirely. And I've never been able to recall how it got to this point. For a minute, I was watching her beat somebody's ass. But then D was in a chair, but had her kind of, she was on the bottom, but had this lady kind of pinned and called me over and said, fuck her.
Oh. So
now the dominatrix was being dominated kind of always possible. And I just remember I ended up just railing the shit out of her.
So your Johnson got really hard, right?
You don't walk into a party and see a dominatrix and reasonably expect to have her bent over later. That's usually not the role they play, and I don't know how it happened, and I don't know if it'll ever happen again. But all I can say is just being in the moment and being about it and just going with it sometimes will have you checking boxes you never knew you had on your list. So,
well,
I know you've got lots of stories. So your turn. I know that wasn't as detailed as the others, and I'll get some good detailed stories going. But I know you've got some. So bring it.
And I don't. This is definitely not a competition. Here's the issue. See, I've been in the lifestyle a lot longer than you because I've been on the planet a little bit more than you. Okay, and we started. So I'm going to take you way back to when I first got into the lifestyle, okay, with hubby one. All right. Okay. This is not the guy that does pheromones. This is a different guy. He is the guy that I got into the lifestyle with, hubby one. And so I'm going to take you back to the time when we didn't have smartphones. We did have cell phones, but they were like flip phones, and texting was all on the digits on the phone. Okay. So, you know, yes, very, very old school type stuff. And the thing is that when you are a couple and you have just joined onto these websites, the C4Ps, the SLSs, and you've set your profile up, your problem is that you're brand new, you're not verified, and so you have to get people to talk to you, even though nobody has vouched for you yet. You're brand new. And so we were brand new. We had created our profile, we had gotten onto the website, and the thing is that what happens is typically, the person who does the communication is the male. And in this case, it was my husband. I wrote the profile because I'm really good at words, obviously. And I wrote the profile up, and then he liked to manage it. And so he would communicate with people. What typically happens is because we were not verified, we had no references. When they start talking to you, they want to try and make sure that they're really is a female that's there, because as I said before, there are a lot of posers, a lot of guys that are trying to get in this and stuff. And so you know, they can put fake pictures of the women up and they can have fake profiles. We had pictures of me up on the profile. We had pictures of him up on the profile. And so fast forward to, he is talking to some couple and he calls me in and says, I need you to talk to this couple. I need you to prove to them that you're a woman. Okay. So the way that you do it is through texting and sometimes through the phone. So he says, talk to this person. And so this person, she introduces herself as Tracy. And she says, I'm Tracy. And she's part of this couple. And I look down and Tracy has 75 verifications, which means Tracy has been around. Okay. She has played a lot and she's happy. And when people verify, they'll write one or two sentences. They were fun to play with, or they'll write sentences like, damn, this was a great couple to fuck. Okay. There was a lot of, damn, this was a great couple to fuck. So of course I want to learn from Tracy. I want to know, I have a few mentors at this point in my lifestyle already, but Tracy starts talking to me. And so we chat by phone, we exchange phone numbers, we text, we talk on the phone all the time. I don't meet Tracy in person. I've talked to her for, let's say, 9 months. We've been discussing, and sometimes she'll just call me up out of the blue, just like friends, okay, that have met. I've never met her in person. And so one day, Tracy calls me up and says, I want you to help me fulfill one of the fantasies mine and my husband have. And I was like, okay, what's the fantasy? And she said, I have always wanted a stranger to show up at the doorstep and walk in and fuck him and not introduce yourself and not talk to him at all. Just fuck him and then leave.
I wish people would ask us to do that. I think I'd be good at that.
So I said, you know what? Something tingles downstairs a little bit. And I'm thinking, okay, let's do this. All right. So my husband.
This is your intro to the lifestyle. This is your first time.
Not my first time. No, I've had some stuff. I've had a little bit. We've done a little bit. So this is my first time fulfilling somebody's fantasy. We have met other couples at this time, and I think we might have even gone to one or two parties, but we were relatively new. We had very few verifications. We became friends. As I got verified, I still continued to talk to her, and then she just called me up one day and said, will you do this? And so I said, Tracy, yeah, I think I want to do it. And so I tell hubby number one, I'm going to do this for Tracy. He gets pissed and says, you know, you don't have the right to do this. And we get in a fight. And I say, I'm going to do it. Okay. I don't care what you say. Right. This is something I'm going to do for my friend. I have become friends with her. It's one of my fantasies too. It sounds like something fun to fulfill. It wasn't my fantasy until she suggested it. And I was like, yeah, this would be pretty fun to do. And so he says, okay, if you're going to do this, I'm going to drive you there. So she lives about, I want to say, an hour and 10 minutes away. So by car. So one night, I take my clothes outside of the house, get into the car. The clothes are in a bag. The reason the clothes are in a bag is because I got 5 kids. And I don't want my 5 kids to see their mother dressed in fuck me heels and a skirt with no underwear to go. Where's to the thing, right? so
bingo night.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out, you guys. So Halloween party time, but it's not Halloween. So stop at the truck stop. I change into my clothes. We drive. She gives us directions to the house, and it's out in the country. And remember, no smartphones. And so I we drive out in the country down the paved road, and we turn on the gravel road, and she told us, third house down on the left. So it's in the middle of winter, and so we turn down, third house down on the left, and we park in the back, and she tells me the kitchen's going to be in the back, And so we pull in the back and sit there, and there's a pickup truck that's in the yard. And I look, and there's some guy in there that's doing the dishes. But something just doesn't feel right. And so I was like, I get this strange feeling that I'm just, something's not right. So I text her and I go, hey, I think I'm here. And I said, I can see this guy. He's in the back and he's doing the dishes. And she goes, oh, my husband never does the dishes. And so I said, well, you said third house down on the left. And she goes, yeah, I did. And she goes, but I might have counted wrong. And I go, I'm sitting behind a white farmhouse, ranch farmhouse. And she goes, oh, I have a three-story yellow house.
Oh, my God. That guy doing the dishes doesn't even know how close he came to doing to the dishes. All those years doing dishes, finally paying off.
I tell my husband, we're at the wrong house. He's not happy already. Okay, he is already not happy. And I was like, we're at the wrong house. What do you mean we're at the wrong house? I said, get the hell out of here. So we pull out, we drive down. Sure enough, you know, another quarter of a mile down the road is this three-story yellow house that is Tracy's house. All right. I am not going to let this stop me. Okay, this was just a slight glitch. I'm not going to let this stop me. And so my husband goes, I'm coming with you. And I go, you are not. Okay, this, you're not part of this fantasy. Okay. And he said, well, I'm at least going to watch. Well, it's wintertime. I was like, if you want to stand outside here and get cold, I don't care. But you are not coming in with me. So he stays in the car. I get out. I walk to the back door. I knock. And here comes this guy. And he's in a t-shirt and sweatpants. And he's like, can I help you? And I don't say anything. I just walk on inside, shut the door behind me, lock the door behind me, okay, and push him backwards. And then I leave his shirt on and I take his sweatpants down, drop to my knees, and I start blowing him. I am so wet at this point. I'm just like, I have never done anything like this before. This is so bad, girl. This is, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Okay. So I am thrilled. And so I start to blow him, and I'm in it for about 5 minutes, and he says, let's go back to the guest bedroom. And he pushes me. I get up from my knees and go to the guest bedroom. Now, the guest bedroom is in the front of his house on the first floor. There are windows outside. Okay. There's the guest bed. So he gets naked on the guest bed, and I get on top of him, and I am fucking him. And he's like, who are you? And I'm not saying anything, right? He keeps asking me, who are you? And I just keep going. And then he finally stops asking, who are you? And he gets in the moment. And so I am straddling him, fucking him. And I decide, and the phone rings that I have with me. And it's Tracy. And I can see. And so I was like, Tracy, what's up? And she goes, what you doing? And I go, sitting on top of your husband, fucking him. And he goes, I want to talk to her. And so this is when it gets surreal. I hand the phone to him. And you got to understand, I'm new in the lifestyle at this point. I've probably have been in the lifestyle less than a year. This is pretty new to me. Like I said, I've been talking to her for 9 months and haven't done anything. So I hand him the phone, and this conversation I'm hearing is between him and her. And it's, I can't believe you did this for me. You are so hot. I love you so much. And you can hear her on the other side. I love you too. She's really great, isn't she? And this, as I'm fucking, okay. He basically screams at some one point and comes inside of me and screams on the phone to her. And she is just thrilled. And so, but Then I turn and look, and over in the window in front is hubby number one standing there frozen. Okay, just looking in the window. So I'm just like, I'm going to be in so much trouble because I didn't let him come inside to watch. But at this point, I don't give a shit. I don't care how much trouble. I don't care because hubby number one's not the same as number two. He was very controlling. He was very much into controlling me and what I did. And he was very controlling with, he never wanted me to do anything with another guy that I hadn't done with him already. So I think he was pretty pissed that I had not set this up for him or whatever. And so those rules, now for all y'all out there, Budger's rolling his eyes. And yes, it's exactly how I feel now. But back then, all I felt was I fulfilled my fantasy. I fulfilled my friend's fantasy. Her husband is very happy. I'm really happy and wet inside. I've come. He's come. I don't care. I get up. He says, there's a washcloth over there. I grab the washcloth. I wash myself out, put on my heels. And as I'm walking out the door, he goes, are you even going to talk to me? Are you going to even tell me who you are? And I just turn and go, nope. And shut the door. And then get in the car where hubby has finally come around. And then the whole 40-minute trip or 50-minute trip or hour and 10 minutes, I can remember how long it was. That whole trip, it seemed like it was a five-hour trip home because he bitched and bitched and bitched at me. You know, so it was like good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. So, but mainly for me, really good because I fucked a strange guy. There was no conversation at all.
I mean, I'm not strange, but do you want to do it again? Let's do it.
Yes, I'll just show up on your doorstep one day and push you back and say.
if anybody's listened, to anybody who listens to this, the message is loud and clear. And I don't want to limit this to just a woman doing this for a guy, but yeah, birthdays, anniversaries. I mean, Father's Day just passed and I would have liked it, but you know, there's usually, I mean, I've got kids too, so there's a crowd.
Yeah, see, your problem is that the kids might be there and having some strange woman show up to fuck you while the kids are there is not a good idea.
Who was that that just left?
Why'd you guys go in the bedroom? Why were you making that noise, Daddy?
Why did Dad want a sandwich instead of the breakfast I made him?
I became very good friends with Tracy, and she. There are other stories with her. Where she, because I learned so much from her. When I said I had a lot of mentors, she was definitely one of my first. That whole experience was just, I didn't even know I wanted that. It's very similar to you in that you didn't know that you wanted that. I didn't know I wanted that. I just knew that I wanted to fulfill this for my friend who's asked me to do this. And the thing is that you build up these relationships with these other people that they go beyond friendships because it's friendships to the point of trust of there's really nothing that you don't get judged. You can talk about everything. You know, you can talk. There's very few things that somebody would say, okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're into that. And like I said, the black line is no kids, no animals.
It's interesting you bring this up, and I think that we can pivot off of this in our next podcast and kind of go a different direction. But for now, you know, I lost my train of thought. Just a second, it'll come back. Okay, no, It's interesting, and it was really hard for us to kind of accept in the beginning because we
prior to lifestyle, you know, we had friends, we were sociable, and we did things, and we got into lifestyle and met people and, you know, bang them and be at house parties and get to drinking and talking, and then you start going to dinner before the party, and pretty soon, yeah, that these are better friends. It's hard, but it took us, you know, we realize our better friends are all lifestyle friends. And the only thing I can rationalize that to, and it's not that we've lost vanilla friends, but right, these ended up being our better friends because we had all seen each other at kind of our most vulnerable point, which is being naked in front of each other and of course having sex with each other's partners probably helped bridge that gap too, but that's just your most vulnerable time, right, is how I would describe that. And
it's trust and vulnerability, and my first years of the lifestyle are not really always good for me to talk about, because the first partner I had, we didn't have that trust, and we didn't have that non-judgment thing, and we didn't have the let yourself go and I'm happy for you for having your achievements. I didn't have that with the first husband. I have it with husband two. So so some of these stories, when I tell them, Tracy, things that I went through with my hubby, the first hubby, H1, when I went through with him, and I went through the separation and divorce, Tracy was there for me. You know, she was all, she was telling me, it was her and another friend told me the same thing, that men are like buses, and that if you're riding that bus and it's not a good ride, and you don't want to be on that bus, get off the bus and stand there, and another bus will come along. And see, tell me, if you don't like the direction that guy is driving the bus, get off the bus.
That's good advice.
Well, and so she was, I mean, we became such good friends. So it was, and here's the other, I will introduce the character later. It's Big Boob Barbie, and you know her. Big Boob Barbie was also one of my mentors, and she went through this with me. Right. So I'll bring her up. But Tracy knew about the drama that was going on between me and H1. Barbie did not know, because when you get in the lifestyle, one of the first things that people put on a profile is, we don't want any drama, which means we don't want the other couple to be fighting in front of us. We don't want any drama. So when I was going through all these controls and the fights that I was going through with hubby one, I didn't tell anybody but Tracy. I didn't tell Barbie. And I hurt Barbie's feelings, I think, eventually, because I didn't tell her. I broke the trust. But I was afraid that if I broke the trust, Tracy let me know that it was okay to not be happy with my partner. I was afraid with all these other couples that we met as a couple, that if I let them know that there was drama, that they would quit playing with me.
Yep. And, you know, with the level of friendships that you end up with in the lifestyle, they get deeper than normal. But it has to be really tight. And that friend nearly has to open that door to make it safe for you to confide in them, because in the, I'd say just the normal everyday vibe is everybody's happy. We're happy to have this level of friendship. We're happy that we got together. For me, I'm happy that we all got out and got together. I know there's a good chance we're going to end up naked, and I'm happy about that ahead of time. And when you have that, when you have that friction, and people are picking up, it's real easy to pick up on if you have that friction at an event. And right. And then, or if you had the friction yesterday and he stayed home and you come to the party, you know, if you're receptive with people, you can see when they're just dragging some shit with them, and that's hard. You don't want to kill the vibe, you do end up with friendships that are that deep that, you know, you kind of got to let people know that it's okay. This is a safe spot. So
I didn't mean to get this deep this fast. So if I'm scaring people about it, that's, you know, but that's also what happens in conversations, is that you know, through sharing the stories and stuff, some other stuff comes out and then you just remember. And I, you know, I've got some good stories with hubby number one. I'm at a much better place with hubby number two. So when I look back on it, if you need to know if the fairy tale turns out good, yes, it does. Okay. And the fact is, what I learned from hubby number one, I've used with hubby number two, and I've used to make myself have a lot more fun. And let go. So it's good. I didn't mean to get this deep this fast. I apologize to all y'all. I know that we're supposed to, you know, try to tell you the good stories, and we're going to try to get there. This one, I finally look back on, it wouldn't have happened if we would have had smartphones and GPS. Okay. Because it might have gone to the right spot. But I still go back to and think about that dude in that farmhouse who was doing the dishes and drove that pickup truck. What would it have been like to go to the wrong house and look to him? And then if I found out that I was at the wrong house, would I go to the next one? How funny would it have been if I would have been doing him? And then Tracy calls and Tracy says, what are you doing? And I tell her I'm on top of her husband. And then he picks up the phone and it's not her husband.
Let me talk to her. I don't know who you are, but if you can explain who the hell this is, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think, oh man, you know, as I have new experiences, I try to think of, well, how could I one up that one? And I guess.
Don't do that. Don't.
Well, I guess that's how it would be, is, you know, we had. Have you come in here? And yeah, of course I know you. I know who you are.
I don't want this to be a competition, because I've been in it many more years. So of course I have more stories. You know, I'm the old lady on the porch that's sitting here telling you all of my sex fuck stories that nobody's going to believe.
No, I don't want to one up you and your story. I'd like for somebody to come over here and not tell me who they are. They just throw me against the wall and go to town, and the only thing they say is
no.
Happy Groundhog Day. I'm just here because it's Groundhog Day. Happy Groundhog Day. Stop asking who I am.
I didn't say anything until I said no. You know.
And then, yeah, the only way to top that, like, how could my wife top that? But it wouldn't be her. It would be somebody was going to go bang somebody else at another house and came to the wrong house and fucked me instead. That'd be fun.
Well, I believe we have enough for a podcast again successfully. I keep telling myself that I'm going to go shorter, and then we end up going longer. But I'm okay with no time limit. I like just ending it where we end it.
Yep, this one was a little shorter, and I think that's okay.
I don't Just like Dix, I don't care about what the sizes are. I just care how good the magic is inside of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's great about pussies is it feels great on the inside.
We're going to have all kinds of lengths, okay?
You can go ahead and stop it.
I know. I think we have enough for Mandingo to do, to record.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.